This is Isaac.
Hey, Isaac. This is Dan Nelson, Local Splash. Sorry I missed your call. Just finishing up with a client. How can I help
Hello?
You? Yeah, can you hear me?
Okay. This is Isaac.
Yeah, this is Dan Nelson with Local Splash.
Oh, hey, man. You're calling me from a different number.
Yeah, yeah. So, my side, right, we work on those VIO number or VOI numbers, right? So this is the number we initially talked on.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, so man, I, you know, just a few minutes ago, someone called me and they said those are most likely scams or whatever. And I reported them to Facebook. Mm-hmm. However, like as soon as I did that, I got a message to my Facebook account, and it, at the top of the message, it says Meta with the logo, and it says privacy policy. It says dear, and then there's no name. It says your account will be deactivated. This is because your page or the activity on it doesn't comply with our terms of service. If you think the deactivation of this account was a mistake, we can walk through a few steps to request protection. This still scam stuff?
Scam stuff, yes. Maria already looked into it. I see her notes on here, you know? They're really good, right, at those scam things. Just ignore it. Don't click any links. Don't do any of that. You could even block the user, but it's a scam. You know what I'm saying? Like Meta advertising, right? Meta's not going to reach out to you directly. They don't require even like license, insurance, right, for their Meta advertising. Like they're not going to send you a message blocking you. It's totally a scam. Like when I talked to you earlier, I was like 99.9% sure, and I sent it to that department just to make sure. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, you're good. Just ignore the messages, brother. Yeah.
I get scams quite a bit through like text messages and stuff, and but like these are decent. That's why they've got me like what?
I mean, right. They put the Meta logo too, and like they're crazy, man. But I promise you, Mark Zuckerberg isn't reaching out to you on that. You know, I don't even know if he still owns Meta, whoever it is, but you get what I'm saying though, right? It's completely a scam. So just block it. Don't click any links on there or anything like that. And I'll message the Facebook department that you're still getting them. It's kind of random from what I've seen. You know, so sometimes clients have called me in the past and I've heard this. It's not every single time, you know. So it looks like somehow they got a hold of your account and they're trying to get in. So don't click any links or any of that BS, you know.
Okay.
Okay.
And I mean, is there anything I should be doing to? I actually literally just changed my password today, so I don't know what else I could do. But.
That's it. I mean, on all my accounts, just to be safe, I always do like 2-step verification. You know, I even have like you know, and this is just another step. My wife set up like some lock on our cards where we have to approve it. It's kind of a hassle, you know, but. If you change your password and you have like a 2-step verification on there, nobody should be able to get into your stuff. You know, at least for me. You know?
I'm setting that up on everything that gives me options. I guess I didn't know you could do that with Facebook. I'll try to figure it out.
Yeah, just do a 2-step verification. That way, if somebody tries to log in, they have to, like, you'll be sent an email and they'll know. But you should be good if you ignore them. I've gotten them on my Facebook even, you know, so. They just target whoever will bite, basically, you know?
Yeah. Okay. I have another question for you just while I got on the phone.
Website. I was going to ask you about that, too. But go ahead.
Yeah, so, I mean, I haven't dug. Like, it's going to take me a while to, like, get together some notes on the website, okay. At least to get a thorough, you know. I just want to go through and, like, systematically say, well, I want to change this or I want to remove this picture and replace it with this or whatever. You know what I mean?
Right.
But the one thing that is glaring is my logo is really outdated and it's a very like shitty version of it. So it's not even good. One question is, do you guys do offer that service as well? Logos.
Creating logos? We do. Yes, sir.
Okay. What do you charge for it?
We actually include it, so it's no additional charge.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, because I'm over here just fooling around on what do you call it, Canva right now, mm-hmm. and kind of have something I like, but I wouldn't mind other eyes on it. You know what I mean?
Right.
And sort of making sure it's all symmetrically sound.
Right. Let me give me one quick second. Contact. Right. This is gonna put you want help with the logo, but we do create logos. We include them too. So.
Okay. That's all. You guys are like, yeah, that's awesome that that's just all included.
Yeah. Love yeah. It. If you do like Google Ads or like Google Guaranteed, that those are upgraded services that would cost more, but like the logo, we throw that in, you know? So, you know, one second.
Cause it's just, it's really when I was looking at the new website, like that everything looks more modern than my old website mm-hmm. or my website, except for just this blaring logo with a bright white background.
Right. I see what you're saying. I'm looking at it right now. So
yeah.
Usually we go off the logo you send us, you know, because we, you know, we want to roll with what you want, essentially. But let me
I'm skating by on the old contractor, like, word of mouth referral.
Yeah, word of mouth don't care about your logo.
But I need to.
Yeah, no, it's definitely important for sure. So I just put that in. What I'd recommend too, okay, because the person you're going to want to speak to is Celine on the website development department. So, and I know you're not ready, like you want to kind of look over everything, but we could at least schedule something for like even next week or like whatever works best for you so you have an appointment on the books, you know?
Okay. Yeah, I'd be happy to do that. What's her name again?
Her name's Celine.
Celine. Is that who I spoke to about earlier, too?
No, you spoke to Maria.
Okay.
Yeah. So here, let me see. So what day and time would you want to schedule that for?
Next week.
You'll get a call before then for the logo specifically, but I still want to just get something on the books for you with Celine, you know?
I could probably do something like Tuesday around 11.
Tuesday 11, okay.
Actually,
Go ahead.
Sorry, go
ahead. Do you have an 11 appointment already? So what time were you going to say?
Like 1.
1? Okay. Perfect. Yeah, she has a 1 o'clock slot. Okay, so give me a second here. All right, yeah, I'm just making sure you're central. Okay, so you're going to get a email calendar invite, kind of like your client interview, right? But this will say local / my site appointment. That's for the website, essentially, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then 1 hour before, you'll get, like, that email reminder and that text reminder, too. So
okay.
Let me put this
and is it just a phone call, or is it, like,
It's a phone call, yeah.
Not a Google Meet or anything? Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if she does. That's a great question. But I know it's a phone call. It's how it's set up. I don't know if she does Google Meets.
I was just curious, you know, for screen sharing.
Yeah. I do them at request. It's very, very rare, though. When we used to be in the office, right, all the time, clients would, like, come into the office even, you know, which was kind of cool. But now it's, like, we're all remote. So,
yeah.
Okay. Let me shoot. I love it, though, man, because I got, a gym in my garage, so I go hit that thing on lunch, you know? The best. All right. So, my side appointment. Oh. Okay. I'm sending that to you right now.
I used to think I had it better than everybody being a contractor because if you get busy enough, you can kind of turn the faucet off a little bit if you want to take a, you know, you can slow down,
right.
You can pick up.
Right.
And like, I've got a lot of freedom or whatever. And then everyone just started working from home and I'm like, damn, now I'm jealous. That's cool too.
For sure.
That's
well, owning a business, man, that's tough, you know, cause you got, you're juggling a lot of balls and stuff, you know, like, I like just working for the boss, you know. Even
yeah.
I coach football and I've got asked like for like head coach jobs and all that and no thank you, man. I'm just going to do the offensive line, you know. You know,
yeah.
So I know my spot.
It's a lot, but I've done it for a while. I almost like feel like, especially to be like a residential, you know, remodeler contractor. You got to be able to juggle a lot of things at once, and it takes a certain, like, type of brain to do that
stuff. And you're that guy, man, you know?
And I almost feel like if I did stuff that was a little more routine, I would probably go crazy. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm comfortable in that chaos. It keeps me, like, you know, keeps me just tuned into it. Keeps me like motivated because I'm not doing the same exact thing every day, you know.
I feel that 100%, even not being like the CEO and all that, because like at, you know, the high school I coach, I'm the offensive line coach. I help with recruiting too. I run like the lineman camps too, you know, and then I do this. So I'm doing like my days aren't, they're kind of like routine where it's the same thing, but we're always doing different stuff, you know, and I'll have a different category that I'm working with you guys, like you're doing remodeling and then there's a concrete guy and a, you know, like it's awesome, man. I love it, you know?
Well, that's good. Now you're just making me jealous again because that's like the one thing that I need, because there's a lot of pain in the ass that comes with it all too.
Right. Well, same here, man. Cause especially with, you know, I'm married. My wife actually works for the same company, which is really cool. But, you know, I'm always gone football and then you got film and then you got these camps and stuff. And, you know, she's always like, we need to spend more time, you know? So it's hard juggling and everything too, you know, but quality problems for sure.
Yep.
You know, all right, so I scheduled that. You'll get a email and a text reminder 1 hour before the appointment on Tuesday. If, you know, something comes up, don't think, you know, obviously go do the job, right, that you have, and we could always reschedule it. I just kind of wanted to have something on the books for you so it's ready, you know?
Okay, awesome.
All right. Absolutely. I'm here for you, though.
Like, appointments are always subject to, like, just getting, you know, pushed back.
All the time. I understand. You know, a lot of my clients like to text even. So if you text, we see it. The way it works, though, with our text is it's the last. So, like, if Celine texted you and then you send a text back, she would see it first. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes I just got to keep going into the accounts and seeing what you guys are texting sometimes. But, yeah, you'll be in good hands. If you have to reschedule it, just shoot a text or something, and we could do that no problem.
So text to what number specifically? The one
that 877 number. Yeah.
Okay. That's the one I have saved to do that.
Yeah, yeah. When you text it, it goes – so, like, right now, because I believe I was the last one to text you, it will go to my email is how it would work. Yeah.
I see.
Yeah, so I got to be, like, constantly checking my emails, you know? I get a little notification, so I know when it's, like, a client or not, you know?
Right, right.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Okay. That's good to know. I like that.
All right. So you'll get a call before then. We're only here another hour and 20 minutes, so
more than likely
you'll get the call tomorrow for the logo, you know?
Okay.
But it could happen, too. It just depends how busy they are on that side. But the my side appointment, that's locked in for Tuesday as of now. If you need to change it, just let us know too. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, I'm kind of done for the day. I've got to, like, start getting my stuff together. We've got dinner plans tonight. So
there you go, brother.
All right, man. Well, I appreciate your help.
Yeah, absolutely, Isaac. Thank you for calling. Facebook messages, just ignore that junk. Don't click any links or anything, you know. And thank you for calling and letting us know. I'll start like new onboarded clients. You know, I'll just kind of give them a heads up that it might happen. You know, since it seems to be happening to recent clients. Okay.
Yep. Okay. Well, I appreciate it, Daniel.
Yes, sir. Do you imagine if those scammers got like a real job, how much good they could do? Like, because it seems super complicated, like the stuff they do, you know. But it is what it is, man.
There's some really crappy ones that we get the attacks. I try to figure out what they're up to, and I think it's probably some kind of credit card scam. But other contractors, we get a text message. Hello, my name is, and they always get first and last name. I will like to know if you provide such and such services and do you take credit card? And there's always like a thank you kindly, like, or kindly respond. Like, kindly is always in there. And you just know it's someone who, like, first language is in English. They just talk a little, their wording's a little bit off from, you know, day to day folks.
Right. Sometimes they're not, though. Like, you know, like, I'll get, like, weird calls where they're, like, you know, it'll be something, like, I know it's off. Like, I'm not giving my social or none of that stuff over the phone. You know what I'm saying? Like, miss me with that. Unless I know it's, like, a legit company or I called the bank, like, specifically or something, you know? But, man, they'll come up with all kinds of stuff. Like, you're going to get thrown in jail. Like, what are you talking about, man? Like,
I get that like, one a while. About my social security number came up, and I'm like, yeah, right.
That's crazy, man. But yeah, just Facebook, just ignore it. You know, hopefully they stop. They kind of get the hint. You know.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, man, I appreciate it. Thanks for taking the time. And,
yeah.
Have a good evening.
You too, brother. You have a great weekend. Okay. Good talking to you again.
Okay.